الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي Rabbi zidni ilman ajma'in inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you all, brothers and sisters. We are doing Bab Iftial. Huh? We say Bab Iftial. Form 8. Huh? Iftala. Yaftailu. Iftial. Okay, inshallah. Ad-Darsu Salithu al-Ishroon. Watch for it, brothers and sisters. Everything that is related to this Bab, Madi, Mudariya, Amar, Master, Ism Fail, Ism Maful, Ism Makan, everything, you should make a note of it. Huh? Inshallah. And we have already done the verbs last time. So we go straight to the lesson now. Hamid. Ya Ustaz. Inna ladayya. Brother, what is this ladayya? Huh? I won't say that. I will say zarf and mudaf ilayhi. What is it? Zarf and mudaf ilayhi. So what is ladayya, brothers and sisters? Actually, it is lada, like that. But when you attached a pronoun to it, then it opens up. Actually, it is like this, lada, like ala. Huh? Okay, remember? Ala. When you attach a pronoun, then it opens up. And then the ya comes out. Huh? So it becomes alay. So it became laday. And we put here ya mutakallam. So what is the result? Ya mutakallam gets a fatah. And then there is a idgham. So it becomes laday ya. And the same thing will happen here. I'm just reminding you and revising it. Will become alayya. Got the idea? Inna ladayya iktirahan. Iktirahan. What is iktirahan? Master, very good. What is the verb? Iktaraha. Yakta. Riho. What is the meaning of iktaraha? To suggest. Huh? So what is iktirahun? Suggestion. Hmm? إن لدي اقتراحا. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So where is this mo inna? Mansub. Where is it? Iktirahan. Why did it come late? Because it is indefinite and the khabar is shubu jumla. The khabar is shubu jumla. What is ladai? Lada, zarf. And then ya mutakallim. Mudaf ilayhi. Okay? And iktirahan. What is the meaning of this? Inna ladai iktirahan. Ya ustad, I have a suggestion. I have a suggestion. Okay? Intazir. What is intazir? Amar. Amar. Wait. Wait. Hatta till. Hatta attaliya. What is this? Also form 8. It is mansub. Mudariya mansub. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, how did it become attaliya? Okay. I'm going very slowly so that you have a good revision, brother. Tala'a, to rise. Okay. And then, ittala'a. Are you with me? So, whenever there is a swad, duad, ta and za, the ta will change into ta. So it became ittala. And then from there it became ittala. See, all these changes should come to us quickly. And they will come to you quickly, inshallah. Inshallah, you will have no problem. It's a matter of practice, reading and revising. Intazir, wait, hatta attaliya ala hazat ta'ameem. Wait till I get aware of this circular, or till I familiarize myself with this circular, or I get to know this circular. Attala, brothers and sisters, to know, to become aware, or to find out, or to examine, all the meanings are there in it. So what is the translation? Wait till I examine this, read this, find out about this circular. Ba'da qalil, after a little while, naam, maktirahuka. Maktirahuka. What is this? Iktirahuka. Now this is mudaf mudafili. Ka is mudafili. And iktirahu is your master. Okay, brothers and sisters, now I ask you a question. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. Where is the mubtada? Iktirahu. Mudaf, mudafili. Where is the khabar? Ma. MashaAllah. The easy way to find out is try to answer this question. What will you start with? Iktirahi. My suggestion. So you know, iktirah again became mubtada. So mubtada there and mubtada in your reply. So it will be easier for you to ascertain. Did you get it, Sister Nasreen? When you find the answer and see how the answer begins, that gives you a clue. What is your suggestion? My suggestion? So then that becomes your mubtada. Iktirahi. It will become iktirahi. Fine. If you were to answer it that way, you know. Now here is the idea. Inna faslana haza. Inna faslana haza asbaha muzdahiman jiddan. Okay. Is there anything of interesting here? Muzdahiman. What is muzdahiman, brothers and sisters? Ismu fa'il. Izdahama is to crowd, to crowd, to throng. Yes, yes, yes. So, inna faslana haza, indeed, our classroom, our this classroom, asbaha, what is asbaha, has become very crowded. Has become very crowded. Okay, brothers and sisters? Inna faslana haza. Let us analyze it. Inna harfu tawqid wa nasbin. Where is ismu inna sumayya? Fasla. Fasla. Wa huwa mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. And what is this haza doing here, sister Sumayya? Yes. Haza is a naat. What is it? Naat. Comes late, then it is a naat. Don't say it is badal or something like that. Very easily we can make a mistake. Haza here is a naat. Okay? Asbaha, what is asbaha? Ferun madin naqisun. Sister of kana. So where is the ism of asbaha? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Yadullu ala fasl. Ala faslun. Okay. Fine. Madam sir, where is the khabar of asbaha? Muzdahiman. Mansub. And jiddan? Ghafulun mutlaq. You know. So jumlatul fi'liyatu fi mahalli rafin khabar inna. Jumlatul fi'liyatu fi mahalli rafin khabar inna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And where is the jumla fi'liya? Asbaha muzdahiman. Okay, mashallah. Ma ra'yuka? What is the translation? Ma ra'yuka? What is your opinion? Ma ra'yuka? What is your opinion? An nantakila. Brother and sister, what is this nantakila? It is from 8. What is the madi? Intakala. From nakala. So this is mansub, brothers and sisters. Illa al-fasl al-lazi fi tabaq al-thani fa innahu khalin al-ana. What is your idea that we shift to the classroom which is on the second floor because it is empty now? Got the idea? Did you understand the translation? Ma ra'yuka an nantakila ila al-fasl al-lazi fi tabaq al-sani fa innahu khalin al-ana. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, you got the idea, brothers and sisters? Khalin. Innahu khalin. What is khalin here? Is khabar? Khabar? Khabar inna, brother. It is khabar inna. What is khalin? It is ism fa'il. It is ism fa'il. It is mankus. It's marfu. What is the verb? Khaliyun is ism fa'il. Khala yakhlu. Like da'a yada'u. Khala. To be empty. Okay, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, you are getting there. You said it correctly when you said it is ism fa'il. But then we got to know the verb also. Inshallah. Very good, brothers and sisters. Inna haza ra'yun sadidun. Brother, inna haza. What is haza here? Ismu inna. Mansub. How will I describe it? Haza ismu ishara mabniun ala sukun fi mahalli nasbin ismu If you have to describe it, okay, brother. What is ra'yun? This is your khabar. And sadidun? Naat. Indeed, this is a good idea, appropriate idea, you know. Sa ukallimul mudira. I'll speak to the teacher fihi about it or in it, you know. Ikra'id darsa ya Mustafa. Brother, even you got to check the names. Even that can be from form 8. See how clever our Dr. Sahib is, you know. Ya Mustafa. What is Mustafa? Ism maful. What is the verb? Istafa. What is the base? Safa. It is kalam Safa, Istafa. Got the idea? The ta change into ta. Let me write it down. Safa change into is ta fa, and that change into is ta fa. Got the idea, brother and sister? Istafa, yastafi. What is the meaning of istafa? To choose. And ism maful is chosen. Mustafa says, so that is ism maful. Ba'd al-isti'azati wal basmalati. Now the Quranic verses comes, brother and sisters. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min az-zanni. What is the verb, brothers and sisters? Ijtanibu. Ijtanibu. What is it, brothers and sisters? It is amar. Amar. Ijtanaba. Yajtanibu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ijtanaba yajtanibu. Okay, brothers and sisters? To avoid, to shun, to ward off. Kathiran minadzanni. Okay, brothers and sisters? Avoid guessing. Are you with me? Avoid guessing. In ba'da zanni ismun, because you know the zan can become a sin because you can be totally wrong. Wala tajassasu. What is tajassasu? Brother and sister, it is la tatajassasu. When ta is dropped, we learned, are you with me, in form 5? That from 5 and 6, two tas, if they come together, one ta can be dropped, you know. It is la an-nahiya. So la an-nahiya only comes with mudariya. Is this mudariya? No. In this form, it is not mudariya. You know why? Brothers and sisters, the way it is, try to tell me what this verb is. Tell me what this verb is. No. The verb is tajassasa. So, analyze it, brother. Tajassasa. Tajassasa. Tajassasu. Is this tajassasu, madi? No. This is not madi. Das. What is this, brother? Ta, jas, sas, jas, sa, suna. Ta, jas, sa, suna. What is it? Tatajassasuna. Are you with me? How will you make mudari'a from here? Yatajassasu. Okay? So, anta, tatajassasu, tatajassasani, and then tatajassasuna. Now put la nahiya there. So you will drop this. Are you with me? Now, la tatajassasu. So it's a little heavy on your pronunciation. So we make it light. How do we make it light? By dropping the ta. You've got to be careful. Because otherwise you can be totally wrong in your understanding. So what is this? La tatajassasu. Change into la tajassasu. Felun mudariun majzumun bihazfi noon. Bihazfi noon. Okay, brothers and sisters. So what is the translation? Do not spy. This is an la nahiya tufidu amar. This is an order. Do not spy. We have a very bad habit of spying on our neighbors and on our friends and everybody. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not spy. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Wala yaghtab. Where is the file of yaghtab? Ba'du. Ba'du is the file. What is yaghtab? Wala. Okay, la nahiya came again, brothers and sisters. So we cannot say it is mautufun. Yes, brothers and sisters, we can easily make a mistake. And if I tell you, if I ask you, yagtab, okay, it seems like majzum. What is marfu? You will say yagtabu. What will you say? Yagtabu. You will put a dhamma there. But that is wrong. Because this verb is igtab from 8. To backbite. What is the meaning of it? To backbite. What is the mudari'a? Yagtabu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yagtabu. We got to watch for this. Ikhtara. Yakhtaru. These verbs, which are coming in this form, we got to watch for it. Okay, they are ajwaf, brothers and sisters. Now, make yagtabu majzum. How will you make it majzum, brother? We'll give a sukoon here. Now what happens? There is already a sukoon there. So I have to cross it. What is the result now? Yagtab. 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 This is what you got. And some of you should not backbite others. That is the guidance of Allah. Okay? Do not guess, because the guessing can be totally wrong and then you'll commit an error, a sin. And you should not spy on others. See, we have to keep all these things in our mind about form 5 and 6, that the ta can be dropped. Okay? If you know this, and when you read the Quran, you will understand it right away, inshallah. Wala yagtab ba'dukum, and some of you, you should not backbite others. Because these three things are not good habits, brothers and sisters. These are not good habits. Ayuhibbu ahdukum, ahdu is your file. Ayuhibbu ahdukum an yakula lahma akhihi Maitan. Brother, this is such a strong statement that if you understand it, it will cause you shiver in your body. You will tremble. Because if we do any of these, it will amount to this statement. What is that statement, brother? Ayuhibbu ahadukum? Will any of you love to eat meat, flesh, of your dead brother? It will amount to that. Fakarihutumuhu. Fakarihutumuhu. You will hate it. You will dislike it. The last who is mafulun bihi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? The verb is kariha, to dislike. What is maitan? It's mansu. It is hal. It is hal here. Is everything clear, brothers and sisters? Where is the mafulun bihi for yuhibbu? An yakula. Mastar mu'awwal. An yakula. You got to open your eyes and your mind to everything. Yuhibbu comes, there is the mastar mu'awwal. We got to place that mastar mu'awwal somewhere. What is it? What's its value in the sentence? The value in the sentence is that it is Mastar Mu'awal fi mahalli nasbin mafulun bihi for yuhibbu. Okay, brothers and sisters? Fine. Wattaqullaha. Amar, brother. Form 8. Ittaqa yattaqi. Did you get a chance to conjugate during the weekend? I hope you had a chance to do it, brother. I had requested you. Ittaka, yattaki, and then brothers and sisters, we come to antum kuna, and this comes from ittaka, and then yattaki, and it is come from waka. Are you with me? And waka change into ivtaka. Okay, and this ivtaka change into ittaka. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Is it clear? You should have this in your mind 100% clear, brother. Yattakuna, what shall I do, brother? Hassan? Chop, and then bring Hamza. So it became Ittaku. But again, this is Hamzatul Wasal. And if anything comes before it, I will not be pronouncing it. So what is the Wattaku, see? Wattaku. I did not pronounce Hamza. Wattakullah. And fear Allah. Brothers and sisters. Have consciousness of Allah. Remember Allah all the time so that we do not do anything that will displease Him, that will cause Him to be angry on us. Inna Allah Tawwabun Rahim. Brothers and sisters. So where is the file of Ittaku? Wow. How will I describe Ittaku? Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hadfi nun. File is wow. Allah is mafulun bihi. Inna Allah, of course, that's very easy. Tawwabun is khabar. Inna. And what is Rahimun? Khabar number two. Khabar number two of Inna. We are going to learn many beautiful things in this lesson. Some of the most beautiful things that we read in the Quran will come to you, inshallah. Because we are going to understand in this lesson, what is the meaning of Tawwab and Rahim, which is so beautiful that so far Dr. Abdul Rahim did not explain us, because we were in the initial stage of our study. Now that we have understood quite a bit of Arabic, he will introduce this to us, inshallah. Naktafi bihadha ad-dars. What is this naktafi? Iktafa, to be sufficient, to be satisfied. To be satisfied or to be sufficient. Okay. Naktafi bihadha ad-dars. That's enough for this dars. Okay. Raji'u felu amar. Durusa. Okay. Raja, you raji'u, raji'u, form 3, brother. A durusa sabikata. What is sabikata? It is the previous one, brother. Vajtahidu, amar, vajtahidu, work hard. Okay, brothers and sisters. What is the next sentence? Fakadiktarabal imtihanu. The examination has come close, near. Qad has come, so it's a harfu tahqiq. And then madi has come. Indeed, the examination has come very close. Iktaraba, yaktaribu, to be close. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That is also our fi'l madi from form 8. Okay, what is the imtihan? See, how many words are coming in form 8? What is imtihan? Master from imtahana yamtahinu. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay, what is the next name, brothers and sisters? Mukhtar. Mustafa and now Mukhtar. What is Mukhtar? Ism fa'il or ism maful? They are both same in this case, brothers and sisters. Ikhtar. Ikhtara yakhtaru. Ikhtara yakhtaru. That is the verb, brothers and sisters. Is everybody with me? You do understand, inshallah? You must make an effort to understand, brothers and sisters. Now, another nice thing, brothers and sisters. Kunna nadhunnuhu ba'idan. Here, something new has come and we have to understand it. Okay, brother. Kunna nadhunnuhu. See, nadhunnu is your mudariya. And kunna is your madi. So what is the meaning of this, brother? We used to think far. We used to think. When the kana comes in madi, and then the khabar kana comes mudariya, the meaning can be, in English, used to be, or was, continuous. I was doing, we can say in English, I used to do, has the same meaning. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah, if I get an opportunity, I will write down some of these things, that the kana, if the kana comes in the madi, followed by khabar kana, in mudariya, the meaning is used to or was doing. Are you with me? Inshallah, I will explain you later on. Do remind me if I forget. We used to think far. Now, brother and sister, zanna yazunnu, the details are coming, but I am throwing some things at you. Zanna yazunnu will have two mafulun bihi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Remember. And sometimes when the verb has two mafulun bihi, they are nothing but mubtada and khabar. What is it? Mubtada and khabar. Okay? So, brother, here it is. Huwa ba'idun. What is it? Huwa ba'idun. Now, nazunnuhu ba'idan. So where is mafulun bihi number 1? Who? What about Fulun Bihi number two? Ba'idan. So, Zanna Yadhunnu will have two Mafulun Bihi. And originally, those two Mafulun Bihis were Muftada and Khabar. And remember, when you say Muftada and Khabar, most of the time, Muftada is definite and the Khabar is indefinite. Most of the time, huh, brother? Most of the time, Muftada will be definite and the Khabar will be indefinite, and they are both marfu. We know that. Faiza huwa kareebun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We were thinking, you can here also say we were thinking, or we used to think that it is far, but suddenly it's very near. I said suddenly. Where is the meaning of suddenly here? No, only Iza. What is it? Iza. What is this Iza called? It is coming in the Dars. Iza al-Fujaiyatu. What is it? Iza al-Fujaiyatu. It's coming. What is the meaning of that? Iza of surprise. Iza of surprise. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? It's coming in the Dars. So I'm not writing on the board. We'll do it in detail, brother. This is very nice. All these things are in the Quran. Iza al-fujaiyatu, iza of surprise. Something happened that you did not expect. Okay? So that is called iza al-fujaiyatu. And it will come in the middle of the sentence, not in the beginning of the sentence. See here, after ba'idan is a comma. Sentence continues. That is why it is Iza here, Iza al-Fujaiyatu. Hamid, Mata tantahil dirasatu. Mata tantahid dirasatu. Ya Ustad. What is tantahi? Mudari. What is madi? Intaha. Intaha yantahi. What is the base form? Naha. Brothers and sisters, I've been trying to instill in you these things, you know. And I found this very fascinating. That you look at the verb, mata tantahi, and you figure out it is form 8, and then you say, okay, it is intaha, yantahi, okay. And then you even go to the base. What is the base? Naha. Okay. Now, why it is tantaha and not yantaha? Where is the file? Muannas. The file is muannas. See, all these things, Sister Sukhaina, we have to, you know, think in a split of a second. And your mind is capable of that. Your mind is capable of more than that. And you will be able to figure out instantly what's going on in the sentence, inshallah. So what is the translation? Mata tantahid dirasatu? When will the study end? So that they can... they are talking about the examination. So when will the class finish? Al-mudarris. Now remember, whenever you see zanna yazunnu in the past, we did not emphasize. Now we are emphasizing. You will be looking for two mafulun bihi. Okay. Azunnuha. What is ha here? Mafulun bihi number one. Where does it go to? It goes to the dirasatu. It goes to the dirasatu, to the study. Azunnuha tantahi fi muntasafi hazad shahri. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Azunnuha tantahi fi muntasafi hadha shahri. Okay, brothers and sisters, where is mafulun bihi number two? No. Ji? Jumla failure. Abhir? Jumla failure. You have to start with tantahi. Because tantahi starts the jumla failure. So this jumla failure is fi mahali nasbin Mafulun bihi number two. And this is, brothers and sisters, what I find it most exciting. You know? Most exciting. That here comes a jumla and we can immediately identify that this is jumla failure fi mahalli nasbin mafulun bihi number two. So, you know, studying Arabic is like doing crossword puzzles all day long or doing other interesting things where your mind is trying to solve problems, you know, and it is very satisfying and very entertaining in a way, inshallah. Fine, brothers and sisters. So, tantahi is again, brothers and sisters, is fi'lun mudari'un, marfun, wa alamatu rafihi, dammatul muqaddara. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu hiya. Yadullu ala ha. What is muntasaf? Ism maf'ul. It is zarfu. It's a zarfu zaman. Are you with me? It's a zarfu zaman. Okay. What is the verb? Intasafa. Are you with me? Intasafa. Yantasifu. Okay, what is the base? What is the meaning of nasafa? Nisfun. Half. So half of the shahr. Means whenever you see muntasaf, it means middle. Muntasafil lail. Half of the night. Fine. Mukhtar is asking again. Alana mumtahinuna. Mumtahinuna min kharij al-maadi. Okay, the translation of the sentence before, brother. Azunnuha tantahi. Mudaris is saying that I think it will end by the middle of the month. Month. Middle of the month. This month. What is your fee? Arfja. Where is Isam Majrur? Muntasafi. Wahua? Muda. And what is Haza? Mudafili. No. Badal. See, so easy to say mudaf again. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fi harchar muntasafi ism majrur wa huwa mudaf hadha mudaf ilayhi and ashar badal. Because we are saying mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, so we can jump and say hadha is also mudaf. No, brother. Hadha, what is hadha? Mubdal minhu. It is mudaf ilayhi and then it is mubdal minhu and then the shahr is your badal. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I don't think these terms should frighten you anymore. They are very easy to understand now. Alana mumtahinuna. What is this, brother? Ismu fa'il. Jama mudhakar salim. What is the verb? Imtahana. Form 8. This is our form 8, brother. What is the meaning of it? Examiners. So, brother, what is lana?
For us.
Okay. Jar majur. Shibu jumla. Khabar mukaddam. What is mumtahinuna? Mubtada. Marfu'un. Wa alamatu rafa'ihi. Alwahu. Limaza. Li'annahu jama mudhakar salim. Okay. Min kharijil ma'adi. Outside of the institution. Naam, al-mudari is saying, naam, sayashtariku, sayashtariku, what is the word, brother? Ishtaraka, yashtariku, to participate. Fil ikhtibari, or you can say fiktibari, but I feel that in the beginning, if we say fi al-ikhtibari, fil ikhtibari, it is very easy to understand, brother. Later on we can change our pronunciation, inshallah. For understanding, I try to break the verbs, brother. Words. So, sayashtariku fil ikhtibari. So what is ikhtibari here? It also, master from? اختبر from it. All these words are related to, you know, our درس, which is from it. Isn't it beautiful, brother? In every sentence we are, Dr. Saab is putting something of form 8. That makes us very, inshallah, strong in understanding form 8. Huh? So, yashtariku is fi'al mudari. The madi is ishtaraka. Ikhtibar is master from ikhtabara, yakhtabiru. Shafawiyyi, oral. Huh? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay, brother, what is this mumtahinuna? What is it? Okay, some file, more than that? It is file. Jama mudhakar sa, it is file. Where is the verb? Yashtariku. See how far the file came. Some of us can be very quick in answering, file is mustatir. No, file comes later on. File comes. So later on. And mumtahinuna is the file of yashtariku. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Did you get it? Inshallah. Sister Sumayya, did you understand, inshallah? Very good.